Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Music.
It's a celebration, OB.
Wrong music.
Bears won, OB.
Well, they won, and we're going to celebrate Chicago going in the Hall of Fame. But the Bears did win. Yes, absolutely, they won the football game.
Hey, 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 good afternoon. 26-21, Bear down. Sixth win of the year. Hamp and OB with Kaz.
Do you want the win, though, this late in the year when you're...
Probably not.
Draft positioning. I mean, that's been the story of the Chicago Bears the last 10 years. They win when they're not supposed to, and they lose when they're supposed to win.
Well, it's
unbelievable.
Every one of the writers in both papers picked Tampa Bay, and for all intents and purposes, this, of all games, was truly a meaningless game. And it was remarkable that the Bears go down and gut it out in warm conditions. But most importantly, it was a game, and we looked at each other five times during the course of the first three quarters, OB.
Yeah,
at every turn, when something bad could have happened, it was always bad for the Bucks. And you know what? The worm turned. The Bears won. We're happy about that, guys. And you're always happy when you win. But I got to tell you, boy, you talk about a pillow fight with a weak sister. This was it. And you know what? A win's a win. But, my gosh, I don't want to watch this one again.
You know what, Dan? You could. I mean, the Bears got every break in the book. All right? You know, the one thing on the special teams. When, excuse me, the punt was blocked, every guy knows, and Glenn will attest to this, when you play, you hold your ground and you protect inside. Those are the two things you do when you punt the football. Hold your ground and protect the inside. Bang, what did he do? He didn't hold his ground. He didn't protect the inside. Bang, block punt.
And we're talking about Leroy, well, let's call him LeWiff Reynolds, because that's what he did on the other linebacker for Tampa Bay, who just basically took an inside charge, and it was an unimpeded, like a cab hitting a pedestrian.
That never should happen. And the other thing that kind of gets me, you know, and I've been saying about, you know, we understand we can win games like this, okay? We're pretty good at doing this. Well, what am I talking about? It's just our sixth victory. But we're holding in there. Cutler, again, great job, Cutler, playing a phenomenal – he's got a phenomenal year, phenomenal game. But when we get down there, I believe it was the second quarter, with about four minutes and 30 seconds to go, we're down there. We're like, what, on the 7-yard line? Glenn, correct me if I'm – somewhere's in there.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me – not one time do we throw the football into the end zone to score a touchdown. Not one time.
In fact, the first play was
now,
a bubble screen.
That, folks, is unacceptable. That's unbelievable. How do you not try to score a touchdown?
Yeah, they were playing for field goals, basically. And, you know, going back to the special teams play, look, at any level of football – on a punt, when you're punting, between the tackles are the only spots where you can literally block the punt against a punt team. So a punt rush team is going to attack you between the tackles, try to rip a guard out and circle underneath and hit the gap. In this case, all the Bucks did is the backer took an inside rush on the guard. So think about it. The guy next to the long snapper, Reynolds, he takes a step outside instead of, you know, normally they teach inside, outside, inside release, protecting to the inside, and it's a drop step. Boom, boom. It's almost like pass blocking. You just lock up and you go.
Yeah,
This guy took a step out and was trying to cover. It was remarkable.
With Reynolds.
But it's how, you know, we talked about, hey, who do you get rid of? What did I say last week? Well, if you're going to talk about coaches, special teams. Well, they did it again this week. I've never seen such poor techniques taught and practiced on the Bears with the special teams. These guys just aren't doing the fundamentals right.
Shouldn't be happening this time of the year.
But you know what? Okay, some kudos. Jay Cutler was patiently effective, and was a winning quarterback. The running game, all three of the backs really hit it up in there, especially. And you can't say enough about Jeremy Langford. This kid, especially down on the goal line with Kadeem Carey, they were attacking the line of scrimmage. And the defense, say what you will, the pass rush, some of these guys, they're not very good, OB. We know it. But you know what? That kid, the muscle hamster, was leading the NFL right now, today. Right now, this minute, he leads the NFL in rushing, and we really took him completely out of the game.
Some of those running stats, just to back up what you're saying, Hamp, I mean, quite a day for Langford, 19 carries, 83 yards. It's almost 4.5 a carry. Forte was 11 for 54. That's almost 5 a carry. And Kadeem Carey, 7 for 16, which isn't great, just over 2. But Carey with the 1-yard rushing touchdown. And then he also caught a ball in the end zone from Cutler for TD. All three were extremely productive. Hamp and OB with Kaz, by the way, the start of the show, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group, sponsored by GenosEast.com. Yes, Kaz.
Well, what I was going to say beyond all of those other things, Dan Hampton requested that our middle linebacker, number 50, take a week off, which he chose to do, thank goodness.
It has been more peaceful watching the show.
And we saw Timu all of a sudden go in there. And by the way, 2 fumble recoveries. And it wasn't because he was taking on blocks and getting driven 8 yards down the field. He was attacking downhill, was in the mix and in position to fall on those fumbles and come out with the football. A completely different defense when you have 2 downhill inside backers that attack the line of scrimmage.
Which is unbelievable to me, because we've applauded all year the fact that Vic Fangio, nobody on this defense even sniffed a Pro Bowl nomination. But that being said, large parts of this season, they've played pretty darn good football. But especially today, with this young kid, John Timu. And I remember saying in the preseason, this kid, you've got it. You know, it's called instincts. And certain guys have it. And you know they can play. Other guys that look like Tarzan, like Christian Jones, you know, he's always making a bad step. Shea McClellan, first-round draft pick, doesn't know where the ball is. He's always going the wrong way. But this kid, Timu, the defense played its butt off. And that muscle hamster I'm talking about, folks, his name is Doug Martin, and he leads the NFL right now, this minute, in rushing. And they held him under 3 yards a carry when he was the only player in the NFL that had an over 5 yard per attempt coming into this game. So, yeah, it was an ugly game. It was like pillow fight bad. But you know what? Some good stuff. And as we talked last week, well, we've got a 2-game audition about who wants to be on this team next year. I think a bunch of these kids made a mark for themselves, especially that Jones Cordy. He made a bunch of plays.
Yes, he really did.